Star, mobile.
Oh, you got your guide with you. You're in trouble. W2C, send it home.
Hi, Rusty. Can we turn this radio down in the background? You're scratchy today, which is unusual. Good to hear you. I talked to Shane quite a while this morning. He had a real nice conversation with him. Went down to the VA and got some doctoring done and come back, and we're going down to pick up some pills for Bernice now.
Just sitting here messing around on the computer, getting caught up. We got a bunch of USL cards out today, so getting caught up.
It was probably about 80% scratchy, but I got filling out there. You got some USL cards. Hope you got some good ones. I worked Monaco on 30 meters last night, and boy, you talk about pileups. It was a mess. Now I worked Israel, and I think I worked three stations yesterday. Didn't try real hard, but that Monaco one I had fun with. We're up on the way to Hampton, headed towards Taylor's. I guess we're in Taylor's down here by the post office in Taylor's. Going to Walmart, Rusty.
Okay, well, that was better that time. Much better. Your sound was much better that time. And all. I don't know, it's just been that. No, I didn't get QSL cards. I sent a bunch out today. I've got for the Century Club, contacts I made there, so I sent the cards out for them today. Anyway, just trying to get caught up on things, you know, being out of town for 3 weeks kind of put you behind the eight ball.
Well, I called for you this morning and a couple of times, and I called for Jerry. I haven't heard him in a coon's age, and so it's nice to have you back. I haven't sent out any QSL cards in the last several years, I guess. I got some international stamps left. I guess I should. I had worked Monaco on 20 and 40 years ago, and so I just wanted to try and see if I could get in on 30 meters. And boy, didn't realize there's that many CW operators out there. It was a mess, and he was operating split, of course. But I only had to try twice. Well, I see the weather's over here in the northwest of us right now, and it's the leading edge of the storms forecast for later this afternoon.
I tried to work Monaco last night, but I couldn't break the pile up, so I finally figured out, like you said, the split. And after I figured it out, it didn't do me much good because I couldn't break the pile up. But that happens sometimes. You know, you win some, you lose some, and some get rained on. So that's, you know, I guess that was my rained on one last night.
Well, I tried, I think, two times, maybe three. I'm not sure, Rusty. But what I did is I watched the band scope and tried to spread it as wide as I could, and then I looked for a dip in the band scope. I, you know, usually you listen for the 599 coming back on the split, and I've done it many times, and I got to thinking, well, this guy's moving a lot, and he really was. And so I went where nobody was at and just sent my call sign out twice, and he clearly come back. And I didn't have him on 30, so it was all in fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't like pileups particularly, but it's kind of fun to sneak in there if you get the split right. And Rusty, in your defense, there was only one other guy from New York that was showing, made contact with him on QRZ. In mine and a guy from Russia. So it was a very difficult one to get into.
Yeah, I noticed that last night. And, I was just a little late getting going this morning. So, you know, that's why you didn't hear me earlier. And been trying to catch up on a bunch of things and had to get some outgoing mail going out, and had to get some, had to print some labels, and I know the mailman has come, so I got to go out there. I got one piece of junk mail I know in the box, so I looked it up late earlier on my notice that I get that tells me what kind of mail I'm getting today. So anyway, I'll go out there in a little bit, try to figure out what I'm gonna do about supper or lunch. So I'm not sure there what I'm gonna do, I'll go out and look and see what I got in the larder, and see if there's something I want to fix right now or wait later and fix something. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's one of those things like after you've been traveling for a while, your system decides it wants to fight with you for a while.
Talking to N6CLX this morning, Mike, and he had that same crud that Bernice has had, and on the biggest, brightest thing of the day is she's feeling much, much better. When I got home from the VA, she had these little peach pie things. They looked kind of like a fried pie. She had pie dough cinnamon rolls made from the pie dough from a custard pie that she'd made me. And, you know, she'd just been down and not making anything. So I knew she was feeling better, wasn't you, Sal?
Yes, hi, Rusty.
And 42 saved.
And there's Jerry. Glad to hear. And hello, Bernice, and good morning to you. Or actually, it's good afternoon now since it's 1 o'clock. I need to look at the clock. I hadn't even looked at the clock. Been doing a lot of things and trying to get caught up. Hello to Jerry. Go ahead and pick it up.
Played a bit of you this morning. I heard you talking earlier this morning about Bernice. Hope she's feeling better. It sounds like she is. My grandson had a little something a couple of weeks ago. It lasted about a day, and he was nauseated like that, too, and just didn't feel well for about a day, and that was about it with him. And hopefully that's all it is. And Rusty, good talk to you a little bit the other day. We were bad out of range, but I did pick up one of those Epson EcoTank printers. It wasn't too expensive. I can get about 5,000 pages out of the ink that I've got in it, so hopefully it'll work out well for me. Time, I hope your business at the VA went well.
See, I got to see another doctor and just go with the flow. And, N6CLX said that he had had that where you're nauseated, and Bernice is never sick, and boy, she's really been sick, the dry heaves, for several days, and then she wasn't sleeping well, so I gave her two of those Tylenol nighttime ones last night, and she didn't like to take anything, and boy, she slept good all night, which I never do, and so I'm just tickled to death that they worked, and I actually was up and shaved and ready to go to the doctor before she got out of bed. I hollered for you and Rusty this morning, Jerry. Well, we're sitting here at Walmart's, and we got to go ahead and pick her prescription up and get back, because I do have some medicine coming in the mail, and it's a walking mailbox, but it gets really hot in there, so need to get back down the line. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back here in a few minutes, guys. W2T with N4DJC. Go ahead and take it, Rusty. Send 0TR. Be clear.
Okay, well, you and Bernice take it easy out there, and I'm going to say hello and goodbye to Jerry, because I need to go do a couple of things. Like I said, my mailman has run, so I need to go see what I got. Other than I think I got a piece of junk mail coming in, and that's about it. But anyway, good to talk to both of you. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. I'll probably be on the radio a little bit later. Jerry, you behave yourself out there. We'll catch you later. N4DJC to take it, W2T. 7-3s, guys.
Have a good afternoon, and I'll probably talk to both of you a little bit later on, perhaps. Time you take it easy. It's awfully hot out there today. I know you've already been out, but we just got back in a little bit ago after you went out. It's pretty rough. You guys take it easy, and Bernice, I hope you can continue to improve and feel better. And for DJC, clear.
Foxtrot, Zulu, Victor.